Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
All right, Beaver. Sidewalk.
S-I-D-E-W-A-L-K. Sidewalk.
That's fine, Beaver, fine. Success.
S-U. Am I right so far?
Yes, but think of the whole word, Beaver. Sound it out. Success.
Sug-cess. S-U-G. S-E-S-S. Sug-cess.
No, Beaver. Hello. Well, Tui, could I have Wally call you back in a little while? Beaver. He's upstairs now doing his homework, and we have a rule around here that no one answers phone calls until after the homework is... Yeah. Well, all right. Beaver, will you tell Wally he's wanted on the phone?
Okay, Dad.
Beaver, I could have done that myself. Go upstairs and tell him.
Okay, Dad.
You think Beaver's making any progress with his spelling?
Oh, I think so. Yesterday, he spelled sidewalk with a G.
Hey, Wally!
I'm in here.
What's that, Wally?
It's stuff for my hair. It's supposed to keep it from falling out.
Oh, what's in it? Glue?
Nah, some kind of sheep fat.
What's this stuff, Wally?
Well, that's stuff in case I get things on my face.
Oh. You haven't got any things on your face.
Yeah, I know, but I sent away for it in case I get them. Hey, Beave, what did you come up here for?
Oh, Tui's on the telephone.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Beaver.
Tui, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Oh. He doesn't mind. He's eating a sandwich.
For me, Dad?
Yeah. Make it snappy, Wally. I'm helping Beaver with his homework.
Okay, Dad. Hello? Oh, hi, Tui. Yeah, I've seen her. Gee whiz, Tui, what do you want to do that for? Yeah, well, I gotta go now, Tui. Huh? Yeah, he's sitting right here. Oh. Yeah, well, I'll see you, Tui. Bye.
What did Tui want?
Nothing, Dad.
He must have wanted something.
He wants me to eat in the cafeteria with him tomorrow.
Oh, but you always take your lunch, Wally.
There's this new girl in school, and, well, some of the guys want to sit there and look at her.
Why would they want to do that?
I don't know, Mom. I guess because they're goofy.
Is she pretty?
Some of the guys say she is.
Hey, Wally, tell your brother to come down here.
Yeah.
Ward, when you were in high school, did you sit around looking at girls?
Not all my time. I got some schoolwork done.
Hey,
Hey, Wally, there she is. There's Gloria with the thing in here. There she is with Dorothy Peterson. All right, Tui. Don't point.
What's the matter? Can't a guy point at a girl? What is it, a big deal or something?
I bet neither of you guys would go over and talk to her.
I would, except...
Except what?
Well, she's a freshman, and I'm a sophomore. You just don't do that kind of stuff when you're an upperclassman.
Cut it out, Lumpy. You've been a sophomore for 2 years now.
But you wouldn't go over and talk to her, Wally.
Well, why should I?
Why should you? Because she asked David Belt, asked Peggy Mishner, what your name was.
If she asked what my name was, I'd move right over there.
See that? She smiled at you.
Yeah, she smiled at all of us.
She smiled at you, didn't she, Tui?
You know why you won't go over and talk to her, Wally. You're chicken.
Listen, Wally, if you're scared of girls, just say so. You know.
Well, I'm not scared of girls. I'd talk to her just like that if Dorothy Peterson wasn't over there.
Goodbye, Dorothy.
Okay. She's not with her now, big mouth. Go ahead.
Yeah, go on over. You're chicken.
Who's chicken?
You're chicken.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's no salt.
I beg your pardon?
At our table. I mean, we wondered if we could borrow your salt because... Well, that is, if you're through with it.
Well, of course. Your name is Wally Cleaver, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Well, how did you know?
I asked.
You did?
When you're new in school, you have to ask everybody's name.
Oh.
Well, won't you sit down?
Where?
Here.
Oh, yeah. I guess I could.
My name's Gloria Cusick.
I'm Wally Cleaver.
Yes, I know. I asked.
Well, how do you like it here? You know, the school?
Oh, it's a very nice school. I even have a locker right by my homeroom. Where's yours?
On the second floor, 221. I got a real easy combination. It's 10 to the left, 30 right, and 11 left.
Mine's 25 to the left, 15 right, and 15 left.
I know a guy that's got 10 right, 10 left, and 10 right. He's getting stuff swiped all the time. Something wrong?
No. I was just thinking how people look different up close. For instance, I didn't realize you had a pug nose.
Oh?
Didn't you know?
Well...
Oh, my goodness. I was supposed to be in the attendance office before the bell rang. Bye, Wally.
Yeah. Puffing. Puffiness. Puffy. Pug. Pug. A noun. A monkey. A small dog with a face and a nose like a bulldog.
Doing?
Looking at my nose.
You getting things on it?
No, I'm not getting things on it. Guy can look at his nose if he wants to.
There you are.
Thank you.
And a package for Wallace Cleaver.
Wally. Thank you.
Hey, Mom, that's for me.
Wally, what'd you send away for this time?
Gee, Mom, can't a guy have any privacy? Hey, Beaver, leave the light off. Okay, now you've seen it. Will you turn the light off?
What is it, Wally?
It's a thing for my nose. Will you turn the light off?
Looks kind of scary.
There's nothing to be scared of. See, I sent away for it. In the ad, it says I'm supposed to wear it every night.
Why?
Because then I'll get a Roman nose instead of the one I got. Will you turn the light off?
What do you want a Roman nose for?
Well, because Gloria Cusick said I had a pug nose like a monkey. Will you turn the light off?
I wouldn't change my nose for a girl. Even if it was a foot long.
Well, it's not just on account of her I'm changing it. I'm changing it because I want to.
Oh. You want me to turn out the light?
Yeah. Hey, Beef.
What?
You got to promise me you won't tell anybody.
Oh, I won't.
Oh, well, how do I know you won't?
Cross my heart and hope to spit.
Well, okay.
Wally?
Yeah?
Suppose in the middle of the night you have to blow your nose.
Cut it out, Beef. Good night.
Good night, Wally.
No, I think he's home. What in the world is that?
Oh, hi, Dad. I think it's some kind of a nose straightener.
Well, where'd you get it?
Found it.
Wallace Cleaver. Wally sent away for this? Well, did he?
Gee, Dad, I can't tell you. I hope to spit and everything.
Well, you didn't tell me. I found out from the box.
Oh, that's different, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, why in the world would Wally send away for a thing like this?
Well, it might be on account he doesn't want to have a nose like a monkey.
Where do you get a silly idea like that?
Might have been off in that Gloria, what's her name?
Oh, that new girl.
Yeah. Please don't tell Wally, Dad, because I spit on that, too.
Yeah. Where does Wally keep this?
Under the bed.
Well, for now, I think we'd better put it right back there.
Dad, are you going to yell at Wally when he gets home?
No, I think this is something that should be handled with tact and understanding.
You mean like when I used to want to go to sleep with the light on?
Yeah. Something like that.
Ward, if you don't speak to Wally pretty soon, he's going to be asleep.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a problem knowing what to say. I want to build up his self-confidence, but I want to do it without letting him know I think it needs building up.
Imagine him sending away for a contraption to rearrange his nose. Why, everyone says he's such a nice-looking boy.
Yeah, I know. Self-consciousness is such a horrible thing. I remember when I was in high school, I got to thinking I had the world's biggest ears. Worried and stewed about it for weeks. I finally mentioned it to my father. You know the kind of psychology he used?
Uh-uh.
He said, you're supposed to have big ears. You got a big head. Well, don't laugh. That little speech set me back about 5 years. Anything like that to happen to Wally.
Oh, Ward, I know you're right. What are you going to say to him?
Well, the first thing we have to remember is that he's growing up. He's smart enough to see through any phony psychology. I've got to sound like I'm leveling with him.
I've got a better idea.
What?
Why don't you really level with him?
Yeah. If, without letting him know I'm leveling with him.
Are you still awake?
Yeah, dear.
Let's keep our voices down, because Beaver's asleep.
No, I'm not.
Well, turn over and try to go to sleep, Beaver. I want to talk to Wally.
Okay, Dad.
Now, Wally, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I found that nose gadget you keep under the bed today.
You did? Well, thanks a lot, Beaver.
No, it was entirely an accident. Now, Wally, if you think there's something wrong with your nose, and if you think that gadget will help it, well, I'm not going to stop you from wearing it.
You're not?
No, you can wear it night and day if you think that's what you want to do.
Can I wear it, too?
No. May I see it? Well, that's pretty ingenious. What's it supposed to do?
Pushes his nose down so he doesn't look like a pig.
Beaver, will you stay out of this? Is that what you think, Wally? Your nose turns up?
Well, look at it. Gee whiz. Guy wants to have a nose like other guys.
You know, it's funny you should mention that. Because just a moment ago, your mother was saying what a handsome fellow she thought you were.
Well, sure. She's my mother.
Yeah, Dad. She's got to make up stuff like that.
Wally, believe it or not, I was your age once. And I know how easy it is to be affected by an offhand remark someone makes. But believe me, son, there's nothing wrong with your nose.
Yeah, but, gee, it does sort of turn up.
That's just your imagination, Wally. If I were you, I'd forget all about it. You know, when I was your age, I went through an experience very like this.
About your nose?
No, my ears. Some kid called me elephant ears, and I got to thinking I was a regular Dumbo. Well, they didn't sell ear flatteners in those days, so I started putting adhesive tape right here to keep the ears flat.
How come it didn't work, Dad?
Beaver, I'm talking to Wally, please.
Hey, Dad, what finally happened?
Oh, well, I finally started noticing pictures in my history books. I saw that Lord Nelson and Buffalo Bill and even some of the movie stars had big ears. It didn't seem to be holding them back. And then, of course, there was your great-grandfather who was a hero in the war between the states. Big ears didn't bother him. So, after a little bit, I just forgot that my ears were even there.
Gee, Dad, I never thought of it that way.
Well, you think about it. Now, you fellas better get to bed.
Okay, Dad, good night.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, fellas.
How'd you make out, Ward?
Well, I think I made an impression. At least when I left, he wasn't wearing the nose guard.
Well, I'm certainly glad that's over.
See you in class, Wally.
Yeah.
Hi, Gloria.
Hi.
Hi, Gloria.
Hi. Well, hello, Wally.
Oh. Hi, Gloria.
I've been trying to talk to you. You haven't been ducking me, have you?
No, I haven't.
Anyway, the reason I had to talk to you today is because... Do you have something in your eye?
No, it's nothing.
Well, let me see. I don't see anything. Well, the reason I have to talk to you now is about the dance the freshman girls are having in the gym tonight. I was wondering if you were going.
Oh, well, gee, I don't know.
We're supposed to bring a boy, and I was wondering if you could sort of be with me.
Me?
Well, that is, if you want to.
Well, yeah, sure, but how come me?
I don't know. Maybe there's something about a cute little pug nose that gets me. Yeah.
How about my ears?
Wally, you say the silliest things.
Yeah, I guess I do. Come on, I'll walk you to your class. Yeah, well, I was kind of going that way.
Hi, dear.
Oh, hi. Sorry I'm late, but I got stuck. The boy's waiting to eat?
Beaver is. Wally's going to a thing they're having at the high school.
Oh? What kind of a thing?
Well, it's some sort of a dance, but the boys don't take the girls. They meet them there.
Well, Wally's going, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, look. Look what I found in his wastebasket.
Well, how do you like that? You know, Wally's supposed to be at an age where he doesn't listen to his parents. It's a pretty nice feeling, knowing his old pop's getting through to him.
Hi.
Well, I'm all set. How do I look?
Oh, you look very, very handsome.
Cut it out, Mom.
He doesn't really want you to cut it out.
Wally, I understand you're going to some sort of a thing at school, a kind of a dance.
Yeah, Dad, the freshman class does it every year. I don't think the school likes it, though.
Oh?
Yeah, they make you go there by yourself. Then you meet the girl who's taking you at the dance. Then they make you go home by yourself. I think the school does that to let you know they don't like it.
Hmm. Well, who is the girl who's taking you?
Well, Gloria Cusick.
Oh, isn't that the girl who made the remark about your nose?
Yes, Wally.
Yeah, well, she didn't mean it that way. Well, what she meant was that she doesn't really mind it at all.
Oh, so that's why you threw the gadget away.
Well, yeah, Mom, I guess so.
Yeah, well, if you have a clean handkerchief, Wally, yeah.
Yeah, I folded it over from the last dance.
Yeah, well, it's only for looks anyways.
Yeah, well, I guess I better be going.
Don't you be late.
Okay, Mom, leave something out for me to eat, please.
What's the matter with you?
Don't you go away, honey. We're going to have dinner.
Okay, Mom. Dad, how come Mom's laughing?
Beaver, do you have any new spelling words to learn?
You know, Dad, they don't give us any homework over the weekend. I think we're supposed to let our heads rest. Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
How come if Wally's very, very handsome, he was worried about having the pig's nose?
Oh. Well, Beaver, Wally's at the age when boys, and girls too, get self-conscious.
What's self-conscious?
Oh, it's when you get so wrapped up in yourself that you think the whole world is watching you. And you begin to, you begin to find fault with yourself. You haven't reached that age yet.
Uh-uh. Right now, everybody's finding fault with me. But I think I'm all right.
Well, very frequently, boys Wally's age don't think they're all right. And they get so worried that they completely forget that people don't judge you by the way you look, but by the way you act. See, Beaver, some of the homeliest people in the world have done the greatest things.
Dad, did your grandfather's big ears tell him to be a hero?
You know, Beaver, that just might have had something to do with it.
Thanks for making me the sandwich, Mom.
You're welcome.
Oh, how was the dance, Wally?
Oh, it was all right, I guess.
Was Gloria Cusick there?
Yeah, she was there. She was all right. She didn't want to dance all the time.
Oh? What did she want to do?
Oh, we sat at one of the tables and Indian wrestled. She won me once, but I wasn't really trying.